Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can see where you'll find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Ann, who is a walk-in for Jesse Ann Nichols George. Jesse Ann had been my guest on the show many times in the past, and Ann has blessed me with her presence at several points this year. She's an amazing woman with an amazing story. So let me tell you a little bit about it. Ann is a magi walk-in from the multiverse. She stepped into this human existence to relieve another soul known as Jesse Ann Nichols George, whose body she now inhabits. She still is known by Jesse's name, though she calls herself Ann. Jesse and Ann are part of the same Magi team, which work to assist people in living compassionately, wisely, and harmoniously. Their work helps people to be conscious of their wholeness and how they are existing. Together, Jesse and Ann have created 7 books on their own. Jesse was also collaborator on the bestseller book Embraced by the Divine. Jesse hosted her own international radio show, The Code Connection, for 5 years and created the Genesis Clearing Statement. Ann focuses on carrying out the Code Journey work by producing a new edition of a book by that title each year, which guides people in how to maneuver life on Earth. As a coding interpreter, she helps people understand the flow of their energy in this world and how to bring that into divine alignment. Her work uses 39 years of experience teaching and working with clients, as well as blending Eastern and Western philosophies through over 50 different modalities. Ann's human self is a 13-plus generation spiritual healer, energy tuner, spiritual and wellness coach. She is also a 13th generation druidic practitioner, honoring and appreciating the harmony of all things and working with the natural cycles of life. This bloodline history includes everything from the freedom fighters like George Washington, a lead translator and Hebrew scholar involved in the original translations of the Bible, a 4-star general in the Air Force, royalty, Apache and Cherokee Indian, European farming, many of the Celtic and Northern European influences, as well as a bit of Norse energy. As a Magi, Ann works with all star seeds, soul groupings, and existences. And I'd like to provide you with Ann's website. And so please get your pens and pieces of paper out. While I do that, let me introduce Ann. Ann, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well, David, and it's always great to be back on your show, and it's been such a gift to have so much time with you this year on your show and to just keep bringing forth the insights to everybody out there listening.
Well, I love it, Ann. You're a wonderful guest. And Ann's website is compassioncodes.com. You are such a thought-provoking, compassionate soul. And I really, really enjoy our discussions. And I love the way you dialogue with me. Not every guest is willing to do that. And it helps me to better understand some things by questions that I can ask and that you so adeptly answer. So on tonight, we're going to be talking about the code principles to keep humanity alive. And God knows we need to keep humanity alive if we're going to exist, continue to exist on this planet.
You know, I so agree. And I love that you open up and ask me questions, because I know when you've got questions that other people out there have to have some of those same questions. So your asking, I think, really helps us open up some of those deeper layers of insight, and it really helps us to do some exploration. And that's really what it's about. When we're working with the codes, it's not so much that this is right or that is wrong, but it is a journey. And it is an exploration of the experiences that we're having here on this earth and here. So, you know, humanity is such an interesting piece. And I felt like, I know yourself, you've had some challenges going on in your life lately. But everybody, I feel like, is at that point that they just need maybe something a little positive. And so I was hoping that this topic tonight will maybe uplift people a little bit, maybe give a little hope, maybe a little inspiration for people, because we know as we're heading into, at least here in America, coming into the elections within just over a month here, that everything just feels like it keeps intensifying. And I think there's just so many people out there right now, from the feedback I get from people, that are in and out of overwhelmed. And then they're thinking about the holidays coming on top of everything. And it's intense times. And we have to kind of gather together every now and then and have these chats and take a look at some of these things and give our minds something else to focus on besides the news.
I couldn't agree more. It's interesting. I had a chat with a doctor friend of mine yesterday who is a very, very conscientious, compassionate person. And he expressed the fact that he's afraid of what's going on now. And I said that I choose not to live in fear. And he said, well, that's his baseline too. But that's easier said than done with some of the influences at work today in this world, whether it be in this country or elsewhere. We are struggling to keep in the light, as I see it, and a lot of people don't seem to be able to get out of the shadows. And so I'm wondering, what kinds of things can we do to remain in the light and to get out of the shadows?
Well, and I think that's a great question. And I think part of this comes back to, we need to be very conscious of where the stressors are coming from, because so much of what's coming up in our world is personal triggers for us. It's not just about the world events. It's about these deeper triggers and areas. So, for example, when we see some of these arguments going on in the world, and we see this conflict going on in the world, and we see things, relationships or whatever else, getting torn apart in these times because maybe we don't really know somebody as well as we thought we did, it comes back to other issues in our life where we have felt maybe abused, where we have dealt with abuse in our life. It comes back to issues of wondering if we're good enough. It comes back to, it drops us so much into our human self. And I think a lot of this conflict is really, in many ways, designed to shut off our spirit. So we have to honor knowing where we're at a given point. So, you know, one week we might be dealing with everything great, and another week we may need to just pull back and kind of disconnect from everything, get off the computers, stop watching the news for a week or things like this, because we're so bombarded right now with input that our brains are literally almost on an overload. And then when you combine it with all these hidden underlying triggers and we're already stressed, and it's like every unresolved issue is coming to the surface within and without right now. And so the more we can learn to deal with it in ways where we have to look at it and say, what is the real trigger for me here? Is it really this piece of what somebody's doing, or is it, you know, let's bring it internal a little bit and say, you know, what is it about that action that is triggering me? Am I being more sensitive? Am I overwhelmed? Am I too tired? Am I not honoring the disconnect enough? We have to start asking questions. So questions are a great place, which is what I love about the work that I provide every year, the Code Journey, which those that have listened to previous interviews, the Code Journey is coming out soon. I'm shooting to have it published around somewhere around mid to late to October right now, hopefully closer to mid-October. So I'm kind of down in those final stages of getting into it. So that will be ready for people soon. It's a great guidebook. And taking these little daily tidbits, like what I put in there, to understand the currents instead of getting wrapped up in the drama of things. When you feel yourself getting wrapped up in the drama, it's so important to step back. And you know, this concept of humanity, I think people are starting to become so desensitized with the way things have been happening in the world, the requirements, things like this, the judgments, that they've forgotten how important humanity is, because in many ways what's happening is this battle for humanity, in essence. You know, we have aspects where we have parallel time running, two timelines running, at least in this world, in this existence. And so we're feeling this pull back and forth between a very positive existence and a very negative existence. And I think people are very disoriented, and they're feeling confused about which is which right now. So we have to get outside. We have to get under the sun. Even in winter, put your coat on and go for a walk. I have to say that right now here on the East Coast, the fall foliage is gorgeous, and I was just looking out the window today. I'm like, I have to get outside. All the leaves are turning. Everything's gorgeous. And, of course, on the East Coast, you have like about a week period or 4 or 5 days that are really good of fall color here. And I think last year we might have lucked out and had like 2 weeks, but I'm not sure we're going to get that this year. So getting out there and not being afraid to get out, even if you, you know, walk a couple of blocks and come back, that fresh air, that sunlight, that movement, and keeping ourselves engaged in creative things. I know the codes right now talk a lot about the importance of our health, and health is going to be a really huge thing, especially for those of us that are entering into the winter season, where we naturally tend to go for the sweets and the junk food and the fast foods and all of these things. But we definitely want to be more conscious of that. Our bodies are going to be more susceptible to things than what they've been in the past. So people need to be thinking about what's got my vitamin contact in it, what these nutrients are essential to our brain functioning. They're essential to our spirits, our emotions, the way we're feeling. B vitamins can help boost moods and elevate moods, but we definitely want to make sure we're offsetting that with the things that boost the immunity, like the vitamin C's, the zinc, you know, the zinc we get from our seafood, and the essential fatty acids that we can get maybe from seafood or grains or nuts or things like that. So we want to be maybe a little more conscious, maybe just not take as big of a portion of those sugary, you know, holiday delights. You know, instead of half a dozen cookies, take two cookies. Or, you know, just having that conscious level, I think, is it. And doing the things that you need to do to honor keeping your soul connection. And I think that is just essential. Don't be afraid to say no to somebody. Don't be afraid to say, I've got to take time for me. Don't be afraid to honor yourself, because that partnership between the soul self and the human self is essential to getting through anything.
Well, it seems like it all boils down to taking care of oneself on all levels. And I like the way you speak about things with no judgment. I think it's so easy for people to get up and caught up in judging things as good or bad. And, you know, for whatever reason, we're all adult children, and we come from various backgrounds, various lifetimes. And then you talk about the dual time, dual lifelines that are going on. It can be very confusing. And so what I found, and I'd love to hear what you have to say, is it's so important to keep things simple, because we can complicate things to the point where we do get stressed out and we do become afraid. And there's really no need to do that, is there?
You're exactly right about that. And simplicity is always one of my big soul and divine guidelines that I love to work with. Everything has tons of layers to it, you know, when you get down to it. And especially in a world where our minds are so bombarded with information and things are changing so fast, and we're dealing with, you know, we've been dealing with things this year that in previous times, you know, like the generation ahead of me or something like that, my parents' generation, they would have, you know, this, what we've dealt with this year would have been spread out over 10, 20, 30 years. So people don't even, I think, realize that. So the simplicity is essential. And this is going to take some rethinking as we go into the holiday season, because we're always thinking, I got to do the biggest and the best and show in a big way. But what people are going to probably appreciate the most right now is going to be the simplest things. You know, if, we used to say, you know, Jesse used to comment about it when she lived in Utah, the neighbors around there, they were happier to have homemade preserves than anything else given to them. And they gave from the heart, you know, they gave from something that was very basic, very simple, and not complicated. And the divine is in the simple. We've been programmed to think it's boring, but it's in the simplicity. And that's one of the big guidelines to know, are we on a positive timeline? Are we aligning with the divine? Is it simple? If it's being made really super complicated, then, you know, that's not where the divine energy is. So not right or wrong, you're welcome to choose whichever one you want, but one carries the divine and one does not carry the divine. And when we get down to the simplicity, we actually start inviting our soul self in this. And I think right now so many souls, they come here and they've been waiting, saying, you know I've got this mission, I've got this mission. Well, now here we are, when we're all needed, we're all being called on, and people, you know, have forgotten this, that, you know, they came here with this purpose. They just thought it was going to be a little rosier, happier version, I think, sometimes, than what they're experiencing. And we forget that when you're bringing things into the light, you're going to see some things that you don't like seeing in the world, but they have to be exposed. They have to come up so that they can be dealt with. If they sit in the shadows all the time, then, you know, they can create a lot of havoc. It's not going to get resolved sitting off there not being dealt with. And I think that's where some of the people are feeling the burnout, and that's why we have to look for those simple experiences. It's not, you know, yes, a fancy restaurant can be nice, but the simplicity of sitting still, the simplicity of a picnic, the simplicity of not having to worry about the show side of something, the basics are going to give us the most satisfaction. And I think right now people have gotten so distracted with the drama, so distracted by the events happening in the world, that they've forgotten how important they are as an individual. They've forgotten really what the value and the importance of humanity is. And I'm not sure it's something that has gotten talked about a lot. It's not something necessarily that people have honed into how incredible the energy of humanity is and how important it is right now in our world.
Well, it seems that we've had to learn a lot of different lessons throughout time, and that many of the lessons that we thought we might have learned, we really didn't. They needed fine-tuning, they needed revision, and so they came back to us again. And now is an opportunity, wouldn't you say, to learn the lessons and move on. Always is an opportunity, and yet a lot of people just don't do it for whatever reason, at an individual level or at a global level.
Well, and I think that they have felt that like they've dealt with something. I think, you know, we are in a period of time energetically that is hard work time. It's not an easy ride time. And so a lot of people are willing to deal with what they can deal with easily, but they don't always want to deal with it when it gets hard. I think right now I've seen a lot of people that have gotten very down because they feel like things aren't moving or they're not coming forward or there's so much uncertainty there. Well, the reality of it is that there's always uncertainty in our world. We just haven't noticed it as much. We just haven't realized how much has evaded us. So we have a lot coming up as a human race right now that is triggering feeling inadequate. We're forgetting our value in the process of living in our world today, and we are coming into a place where we've forgotten and we've lost sight because we've gotten so wrapped up in trying to handle things. We've lost sight in how incredible things are and how incredible this journey and this experience is that we're having. Because what happens is we keep slipping into that human experience of it instead of looking at things from the soul self. Because the soul is like, man, what a ride this is. You know, the soul is sitting back going, I've been waiting my whole life to get to this point, you know, really. And the human self is like, well, this is not what I thought. This is not what I thought evolution was going to be about. So we're feeling this conflict where we have a lot of aspects of this lack of self-worth, lack of feeling important, aspects of feeling helpless in the world right now, feeling powerless to do anything. And that's the human self. The human self is the one that has those feelings because it's struggling right now to look beyond what the eyes can see, to get into what the experience is really about and what incredible things we have the opportunity to move into. And so, you know, I want to take a little look really to help people understand the codes of humanity and what humanity is. And many of us have really probably heard that concept that we're a spark of the divine, right? We are made in God's image. And that is a piece that I think is hard for the human brain to wrap around, like me with all of my faults and my imperfect body and my challenges and my mishaps and my miscalculations. You're telling me that I am God? I'm God's image? You know? And when we hit hard times, it gets harder to swallow and connect with that aspect. But when we look at humanity from codes, and humanity was created by the divine essence. It is divine essence. And it's not just about our body. It's about the way we're living. It's about coming into a kindness, even when people have different opinions from yourself. It is about coming into an aspect and embracing the abundance within us. And this is where we struggle, because with this fight for humanity that's been going on, people sit back and they feel the suffocation of their soul. They feel the suffocation of their spirit happening. And that's where they start to drop into the helplessness aspects. And yet when we remember that humanity was created out of divine essence, and it is nothing short of divine essence. It is the abundance energy. It is the energy that has the influence, the power, the ability to prosper, to grow, to flourish. But to do that, and part of what allows the doing, is to come together in a factor of unity. That unity is what really creates the unconditional love. That's where the unconditional love sits, and that is where the God energy actually opens up from. But we have to remember our abundance, and a huge way to keep our abundance energy alive, our humanity energy alive, is to be in creative spaces, do creative things. Don't just do the programmed kind of motions, but get yourself to, even if it's an aspect of, well, one of the things Jessie used to do would be she would walk into a kitchen and just see what was in the pantry and start putting together a dish by whatever scraps were there. That opens up your creative energy. Any piece, whether it's song, whether it's dance, whether it's cooking, whether it's drawing, whether it's writing, anything to tap into the creative energy, anything that doesn't have a right or wrong or have to do it this way concept to it, that is free of competition, that doesn't require you to be better than or hit a goal. It's about creativity. It's about opening the mind up in there. And this is where we start to regain our own command over our own life. And so the struggle for humanity that's going on is literally a struggle to keep divine energy open in the world. And we have to remember the soul self. We have to remember that we are aspects and the wholeness of divine presence as a soul self. So we need to keep that connection alive. We need to keep that open. We need to keep that channel open. And humanity was created to be able to be self-sufficient. It was created to have this intellect to be able to handle anything that came its way, which is why it was put here as a sort of caretaker, a guardian, a watcher over the earth. Humanity is just incredible when we start to get into this. And humanity was placed here in order to assure a favorable future. Now, so many people are buying into all these lies out there in the media, for example, that they're not believing that there is any hope for the future. And that's not true. But the way we keep that hope alive and the way we keep that fortunate aspect for the future alive is to operate in humanity. And part of humanity means coming together. It means if I'm abundant in something and you're abundant in something else and somebody else is abundant in something else, and we bring all those pieces together that we're all abundant in and we start sharing, there's more than enough for everybody. It's the same kind of concept that the farmers used to use decades ago, and that's part of what the harvest time this season was all about, was this aspect of everybody bring what you grew in your crops together, and we'll have a feast, and we will share with one another, and we will exchange with one another, and through that, we will create something that will see all of us through. Through the harshness, through the cold winters, and that time it was about the winters, but you run that same parallel to life. If we come together, and I'm abundant in my ability to put certain pieces together to help bring light and understanding into something, and you're abundant in another area of compassion or caring or sensitive or intuitive energy, and somebody else is abundant in healing, well, now we have something that can see us through. And as we start to come together and we start to blend our resources and we start to interchange with one another, those that are in hard times who are struggling to truly take care of themselves can come into that energy, and there's enough to share with them. So we have to be very conscious, because one of the big things that's been happening in our world is all this division. And that division is dividing humanity. It is dividing us as people. It's creating the separation. And we have to step back and we have to say, okay, no, let's come together. We have to look beyond this and say, this division is what we need to come together, you know, and face. And to, you know, to reunite and not feel guilty for who we are. We've had a lot of programming coming into our world that makes us feel guilty for who we are, you know, whether that is for the type of work we do, or even if that is about the skin color, or whether that's the type of foods that we eat or the type of body we have or whatever it is. We've been made to feel guilty for who we are, and we need to put a stop to that, because it's wearing away at our humanity, and we have to come back into this love. We need to come back into working together, being nice to one another, and stop making everybody around us our enemy.
Is a good starting point. I mean, you talked about unconditional love, and it seems to me that love is what sparks our creativity. It's what sparks our abundance. And you've talked about how a lot of people don't feel that they're good enough, or they feel guilty for this, that, or the other thing. It seems to me, and correct me if you believe differently, or let me know, that we don't have enough self-love. And without that self-love, it's difficult to extend that love to other people and to be in a place where we can come together and can unify.
Well, absolutely. And it is so important. We've let it go. We've let other people make decisions for us along the way. We've allowed ourselves to be manipulated along the way. And I really think one of the most powerful things we can do right now is say no. Say no to what you know is going to burn you out. Say no to doing things that you really don't want to do. Say no to being a part of something that is not nourishing and operating from more of a soul space than a material space. Saying no to being a part of things that you know are corrupt. And until we're willing to say no, it's going to be very, very hard to get to the more pleasant things. And really, we are in a new cycle of humanity. We're creating new humanity in our world right now, David, which is, again, another very exciting piece about what's happening in our world. But in codes, humanity starts with challenges. It starts with basically being pummeled and feeling like you've got the storm upon you and you're, you know, being stoned. And it's not an easy start when we start the cycle of humanity. But where we end up in that cycle is amazing, and it is full, and it is abundant, and it is joyous, and we will see the victory as we move through this cycle. And yes, the beginning is a rough beginning, and we're in the beginning part of creating, recreating the humanity energy right now on our planet. And it's a big responsibility, because a big part of humanity means to be able to listen to your own voice, means to be able to listen to your own soul's wisdom and your inner wisdom, your divine wisdom, your God wisdom. And when you are able to do that, you don't need somebody else's, you don't need to be, you won't be swayed by them, because you'll be standing strong in yourself. You won't need them to tell you what to do. And there's a very, to me, a big difference between seeking somebody's opinion, seeking their assurance, seeking their reinforcement, and relying on them to tell you what to do, instead of simply wanting an opinion. And we have to be careful, because it's a very fine line between wanting feedback and wanting approval, or wanting to have somebody guide or direct us. And I think that a big part of that is to sit in with yourself, be willing to be still, be willing to have conversations with yourself. I do it all the time. And interact and say, what's going on for you as my human self? What's, you know, okay, well, let's have an interaction. Let's have a conversation so that I can maybe get you some ease on the human side, and you can keep sharing information with me so that I can, you know, make better decisions of where to go. And this trusting of the self is so important. The feedback will come naturally. And again, the difference is being able to appreciate it versus being in need of it. And most of the time we kind of trick ourselves, because it's like, okay, I did this, I made my own decision, but I still want somebody to confirm it for me, you know, which is a way that we're not trusting ourselves. And if we just trust ourselves and then let it go, it's like last year, I knew there were going to be a lot of mistakes in my book, because I didn't have time to proofread it in order to get it out before the new year. I had to let it go and say, yeah, there's probably going to be some people who are going to come around and, you know, comment about that and try to say, well, you need to get proofreaders, or you need this, or you need that, and blah, blah, blah. And I just let it go, because I said to myself, yeah, there's going to be more mistakes than I want, but it wasn't that I was backing out of my commitments or trying to cut things short, but I had to do what was best for me at that time. I had to meet my responsibilities of what needed to happen at that time. And I didn't have the time to do the proofreading at that point. And I said to myself, you know what? There are people out there that have teams of professionals who proofread their books. There's still mistakes in them. You know, so it's not going to necessarily be 100% mistake-free, no matter what the resources are there to work with. And that's part of this experience, and the beauty of it. It doesn't have to be this 100% perfect. We just need to be willing to handle what does need to get done. We do need to be able to have personal accountability and not avoid doing what is important for us to do. But in that process, we want to honor ourselves. We want to come back and realize, I am a magnificent piece of what is happening in this existence right now.
How can people get to the point where they honor themselves enough that they can affirm statements like that with assurance that that is so, as opposed to having some doubts or thinking, I can never be that, I can never get there? What are your suggestions for overcoming that? Because it seems to me that we all have a responsibility to learn and grow, but without embracing our divinity, without embracing our greatness, we're, in a sense, stunting ourselves.
We are. And, in this world, David, there has been so much emphasis on competing, so much emphasis on judgment and being told what is beautiful, what is not beautiful, what is good, what isn't good. And we have to come down and realize that what might be good for me might not be good for somebody else. And to step in and, first of all, stop comparing yourself to everybody else out there, because they are not you. And they are not operating with your base, your experiences, your circumstances in life. They have a different set of circumstances. So when we stop comparing ourselves to others and we open up to what our needs are, what is important for us to accomplish at a given time. And this doesn't mean that we ignore how our choices are going to affect other people necessarily, but it does mean that, if you're not placing and taking care of yourself first, it's very, very hard to be there for anybody else. But we've got to step out of this competition. It's so important for us to stop the comparison and to stop using the media, the guidelines that have been put out by people who are trying to sell us things, and judging that as our signpost. Because if we do that, we're innately setting ourselves up to fail. We're innately putting ourselves in the path to say that we're going to be less than. Well, the reality of it is we're always going to be greater than and less than somebody else in some way. And yet we are all equally great, okay? I might have certain skills that somebody else doesn't have, and they might have certain skills I don't have, but that doesn't make one or the other of us better than the other person because of that. And so when we stop trying to fit into the molds that we have been told we need to fit into, and we start living by what works for us, I want to give an example here. That, for example, this body of mine, and when Jessie was in it, she had a lot of great health in her body. She had very little as far as physical restrictions went. It would be nothing for her to go do an 8, a 9, a 10, maybe even a 12-mile hike in a day, and to be highly physical and to do all kinds of things. But I've had instances where after she got in the car accident 3 years ago, and that then cascaded where things started to come up over the years, and now I would be lucky if I could walk a mile a day. And it's not that I let my body go. It's not that I didn't take care of myself, but it's things that have happened, the experiences. So if I today said, I'm a failure because I can't go out and do an 8-mile hike, I'm placing myself in these unrealistic standards. I'm trying to make myself fit into a mold or a bar of success that does not match for who I am today. And so we have to get out of those molds and those bar marks. Is it great to continue to see if we can strengthen ourselves to do more? Yes, but not in a competition way, not in a way to fit into somebody's mold, not in a way to fit into society's standards that are usually completely unrealistic and not able to be met in many ways. And when you do meet them, there's very high cost oftentimes of meeting them. There's, you know, as they say, there's a very high price for beauty. And so when you look at these things, we have to step back and say, even on a day-by-day basis, like one day a mile might be a really good marker for me and I could say, wow, I did great. But another day, two blocks might be a really great marker for me. So you see, these things are adjusting. And when we come to realize that as long as we have done whatever we could do for something in our day, then we are living in our wholeness. We have stepped into that soul connection. When we procrastinate, we're cheating ourselves. You know, when we sit back and we don't do our best. And when I say our best, you know, when we don't put forth the effort that we could. And even that has some borders to it because, you know, some fine lines in there because, here again, our best one day might not be our best another day. And we have to look and say, does this day mean that I need to push through and finish this big project and complete it? Or is this a day that I need to really honor time for me? And then it's not that I'm procrastinating. I'm looking at it saying, this is what I need today. So I think pulling ourselves out of that competition and some of these unrealistic standards and stop setting all these bars for ourselves and just being more in this is what I can do today and being okay with that, being better than okay with that, saying I did what I could do today. I may not have gotten everything done that I wanted to do, but I did okay today.
I like that. I like that very much. We did say that we would do a reading tonight, and I'm looking at the time. Are you willing to go over a little bit, just Anne?
Absolutely. I'm most certainly willing to do that. And I think, David, one of the big things that is happening in our world and things today I would love to put in there is that it's this whole concept that we hear a lot about today of crimes against humanity. And these crimes against humanity are literally violations against our abundance. They're literally restricting our connection with our soul self. They're literally restricting and pulling us into a material realm. And it's when we get pulled into that material realm that we start to get all of these negative concepts because that heaviness of being too much in the material world is and too much feeling run by the material world, turning our power over to it, that then starts to create that disconnect, and that's where we feel the heaviness. That's where we start to get down on ourselves in things. And yes, we are humans. We're in a human body. We're going to slip in and out of these things. But it's very important that we just come back and we say, okay, where is spirit standing? Where is my soul self standing? And not beat ourselves up because we make a slip along the way or we take a detour or we get down a road that we find out really isn't a road that we want to be on. You change course. And that's the beauty of what we are is we have choice. We have the ability to change course. And we just forget that we have that power in us because we get wrapped up in these situations where we're turning our power over to everyone and everything else. And we need to kind of draw our power back in. And these crimes against humanity are creating such a strong sense of violation for people, violation of personal space, violation of our ability to be free. And it's designed for that. That's what these types of crimes are designed for. They're to bombard us with the material aspects so heavy that we lose all hope in connection with spirit. So when this happens, what we pretty much need to do is to step back and say, okay, I have to step back from the world, whether that is go meditate, go to yoga class, whether that is take a walk in the woods, walk on the beach, whatever it is for you. You got to take that time. And if we just keep paying attention to the things, and it's practice, because just like we got programmed into these heavier spaces, we have to program ourselves out of them. And that's what I love about the Code Journey work, is because it unlocks the creativity. It unlocks the abundance. It unlocks our ability to start thinking for ourselves again. It unlocks our ability to delve in and connect with our soul self among whatever is happening, and to realize, okay, this is what's happening. This is where I need to keep my energy today to bring the best benefit to me.
Well, I trust that you've already talked about a lot of the core code principles, but are there any others that you would like to share before we go to a reading?
In the human existence, the codes that are involved in that, and humans are, as a collective, are about information exchanges. We are meant by nature of the codes of humans to interact and to learn from one another, to exchange information, to teach where we have wisdom, and to learn from the wisdom of others. And as an individual human, we hold the power, the codes show that we hold the power to be victorious over anything and everything. When we walk and honor this relationship between the human and the soul self, and we honor our humanness in this world, we are walking in a wisdom. And that humanness is not about just, it's not about base behavior and material things, but it is honoring the energy codes that as a human, we have the ability, and we are holding within the human shell, the soul's wisdom. So we are never helpless. We are never without the connection to source. We just stop giving it attention a lot of times. So realize that as a human, even though you've been programmed differently in this world and it's gotten heavier over the last few decades, you have the power as a human to do what is needed to overcome the challenges, to step into your strength, to nurture yourself and the world through your wisdom, and to handle anything that is needed in this world and that needs to be dealt with in this world. And if you are doing that, and if you are honoring this flow of things, we will overcome any aspect that is not standing in divine presence. Pretty cool stuff, huh?
It is, and that's a very, very positive way of looking at life, and I really appreciate all of the sharing that you've done tonight. We do have three callers. I'm going to go to the one who has been with us longest and see if she has any questions or comments, and if she would like a code reading, we'll honor that, and if not, we'll try one of the others. So this is the only person I know of the people that have called in. This is Jackie, and Jackie, you're live.
Hi, David. Hi, Ann. So nice to be on the call
Jackie.
With both of you tonight.
Hi, Jackie. It's good to have you
Can you hear me? I'm sorry. I had headphones in, and now I'm just talking on the phone to make sure I'm coming across clearly.
You are.
Yep.
Okay. Beautiful, beautiful call this evening, and what Ann is expressing to us all. I, for one, I'm in my second year of the code journey. My first book was the 2019, and now I'm reading the 2020 and looking very forward to the 2021 book. And I am an avid, dedicated code reader every day. I live with it. I don't think I could live my life without the codes. They're just so beautiful and very helpful, very insightful, and have really helped me to change my humanity as a human, to look at things differently and to, be that godly peace that Ann was telling us, that we are God, that we are from the divine. And it's challenging at times for all of us, right? But it's great to have that resource. And I certainly do not need a reading, David, so please go to somebody else that's on the call tonight, because I'm gifted with the book. I'm gifted having personal codes. I'm gifted with so many things from Ann and with doing the work and with the book. So I would really love to hear somebody else get a reading with her, because I know how special it is and how true it is, and with so much love. So with that, I'm going to say goodnight, and it's been a wonderful call. So I'm going to listen.
You're very generous, and thank you for your comments.
Thank you, Jackie.
You're welcome, Ann.
Okay, Jackie, God bless. All right, I'm going to go to area code 805, who's been with us the second longest. Hello, what is your first name, please?
Thank you, David. I'm really looking forward to this. This is Donna from California.
Hi, Donna. I recognized your voice. You said something.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
Hi, Donna.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to this. Yeah, wonderful.
So do you have a question? Do you have something of that's on your mind that you've been
dealing with
in life that you're interested about?
Yes, please. I've been trying to meet a partner, a male partner, and I just got on an internet dating site a couple days ago, and I'm on for signed up for 3 months. So this is something that is on my mind, because I don't want to spend the rest of my life all alone. I don't have kids, and I'm just by myself all the time, and I'd like to have companionship and love, and yeah, so this has been on my mind.
Okay. And I'm kind of grabbing some things here, some pieces of information here. And of course, I just want to remind people, when I'm doing a reading, I'm working with a very small piece of information compared to, say, when I'm coaching with somebody, or, if I'm doing other work for them, looking into things for them, where I have to get a lot of more information that I would not do on a call like this. But do you mind, Donna, would you mind sharing just the month and day of your birth?
Oh, the month and date. Sure. April 22nd.
Okay. April 22nd. And I ask this because one of the things about codes is we all have these personal year cycles that are going on for us. And you are kind of in a period that has been, there's been a lot of challenges in there for you. A lot of, you probably had last year, I would say your last personal year, and our personal year runs from our birthday to our birth date. So from April 22nd of 2019, let's see here, that would have been a different, 2019 to April 22nd of this year, you would have been in a pattern that would have felt very stagnant. You probably had a lot of conflict
yes.
going on within you that would have been wavering between feeling like you couldn't move forward even if you want to and thought you were ready to, and then feeling this kind of rebel energy like, I know there's something I should be doing, or I've got this mission or this drive or this purpose, but for whatever reason, I'm not able to make it come forward right now. And that conflicting energy can make it very, very hard to draw a partner in because we're having to get our own clarity at that point. We're having to sit in stillness. We're having to place spirit first. But then when your birthday rolled around this year, what you entered into is you need to be using that information that you gained about yourself last year to do the polishing, so to say, of yourself, taking a look and feeling where you realize some of your triggers were or feeling where you tend to disconnect, and using that information of learning where you were disconnecting and not holding that alignment. Because to draw that lifelong partner in, you want to be as strong as you can in that alignment and holding that, because otherwise you're just drawing in somebody who's going to be temporary versus somebody who's going to be more of a lasting partner for you. And I think one of your challenges, and it could be, you know, it's going to be different in your inner intimate world, but in your outer world, you have a tendency sometimes to come across to people as not being really grounded, not being focused. And it's not that you're not focused. What happens is you're very intuitive. And so you're picking up all of these energies that people can't see. And so you tend to sometimes think you've said something and you haven't said it to somebody. And so there tends to be these miscommunications, and that also can make it challenging when you're trying to meet somebody, right? Because they're seeing that outer world impression first before they get to your inner world energy and what you're going to be like more in a relationship. And we all have that challenge to, you know, to a certain extent, but it's harder with somebody who has an empathic nature, who has an intuitive nature, who sees beyond the physical in life. So when I start to look at kind of where your code flow is at in things, I would say that you're still going to be refining and developing for a while. I think that this year you're going to have to still get past some stresses there, or relationships that come in this year could still have a stress factor to them. They could be tense and maybe not feel comfortable. I think that in your next personal year, it's going to be a little challenging because you're going to have a lot of unexpected upheavals probably showing up, things where you're going to have to drop things at the, you know, in a moment's notice and handle them. And that could be very hard on a relationship. Now, if somebody comes in under these influences and they can stick it out, you know, there's something to be said for that if they can ride through those ups and those downs. But you may have challenges making the commitments to be there, even though it's something that you want. And when you consider those pieces, I would say realistically, you'll probably hit a point in about 2 years, 3 years, that the chemistry is really going to soar. So you're going to have to be careful of people coming through at that time. So I'm going to say, you know, probably at this time, it's going to be a little bit of a hit or miss. And, of course, always the dynamics. You're going to have to pay attention. If somebody comes in under this stress influence, you're going to have to make sure that you're not falling into the take care of me space. Because your energy codes right now are going to tend to draw people in who want to take care of you, who want to rescue you. And that's going to be a challenge because you're really kind of a strong person on your own. And even though it's nice to have somebody pamper you and to take care of you, you know, when you want to be strong, they may not be able to deal with it. So you know, very easily could be, it very easily could be a couple of years before you get that really sticking relationship. It doesn't mean that it will be bad in the meantime. It just means you're going to have to really watch things in the meantime and make sure that they can, you know, don't fall too hard too fast. You need to make sure that they can ride with you through not only helping you through the stresses, but that give you the space and the freedom to be you, and that allow you to stand in your strength instead of just doing things for you.
Yeah, I'm not used to too many people doing things for me. I'm pretty independent. And, you know, because I've lived alone my whole life. I'm 66 years old. And, yeah, I've always lived on my own and done, you know, I've done for myself. I'm very independent that way. But I would like to have that companionship with somebody, you know. And my life hasn't been easy by no means, you know. But, yeah, but I feel content and happy.
And that's where we just have to, you know, having that information of knowing where you're at in your personal cycles can make you more aware of what you're having a tendency to draw in. And so that's, mm-hmm. you know, that's why I want to give you that heads up. That's kind of the energy that you're starting to draw in. And it could be a hard awakening for somebody, you know, if they come in trying to be the rescuer and you're not the woman that needs to be rescued, and they're, you know, they're misinterpreting that because of the code pattern that you're on, that, you know,
no, but if
you're
somebody
just going
to
have to be aware
me,
of it.
If somebody wants to pamper me and do nice things for me, I'm all open. I'm open to it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I met somebody once that took me on a cruise, a beautiful cruise. His wife had just died, and he took me as a friend. And it was wonderful. We were on this week, very lavish, 5-star cruise ship for a week. It was wonderful. And that was just a nice thing that he did for me, you know?
Yeah. That's okay. There's nothing, you know, there's nothing wrong with being pampered at all. You just got to watch, you know, where those lines are drawn and, you know, just be on your guard with the people that are coming in.
Right. Because, yeah, if they're going to do for me because they want something in exchange, then, you know, I can't go that route.
Well, and they just might not be seeing your strength in this personal year. And that's the thing that concerns me. And that's, you know, so that they might start off being nice, but then, you know, they may not give you the freedom or allow you to stand in the strength that you want. Like they may feel challenged when your strength starts coming out more and they see more of that.
Yeah, because I'm a pretty strong person because of all that I've gone through in my lifetime, which I'm sure most people have, you know, gone through a lot as well. But and it makes you strong, definitely.
Yeah, and just by nature, I mean, you know, you've got a certain amount of aspects where you've got to be a little bit of a free spirit. You've got to be able to do, you know, what you want to do. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you kind of move when spirit moves you.
Exactly.
You know, that's how you function in the world in a lot of ways. And you operate from this more intuitive base. And, you know, when you're in a code pattern of, you know, of challenges, of, you know, underlying stress, even if it's a positive stress, like I said, when we're in that code pattern, we can tend to draw in people who, you know, even if they're good intentioned in wanting to help us, or they may add more stress. So, you know, you may find it either way. So just lay back and be willing to observe anybody who does come in. Don't be overly set on it's going to happen this personal year.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of see how that flow is happening for you, because there's mm-hmm. so many pieces to look at in the code patterns, and without all the information, I can't state, you know, 100%, but I can see where you're at in your personal year. And, you know, so you could draw in somebody that has a lot of stress as well. That's another possibility with this code pattern. So, you know, and sometimes that can work out, because sometimes then you're providing a certain calm to them and then they can move through things, or, you know, there's all kinds of possibles. But one of the big things you have to pay attention to on this code pattern that you're in on your mm-hmm. personal year is mm-hmm. is staying out of a domination victim pattern, staying out of turning power over, staying out of these rescuer kind of patterns, whether you're the rescuer or, you know, or they are the rescuer type of thing. That mm-hmm. pattern is just present there. So you have to watch it. You're going to have to be careful this year.
Okay. Can I ask you about finances? Is that going to get better? Because it's not very good right now. And I have a possibility, a woman's checking my references for a little job or something like that. I get Social Security every month, but boy, it sure isn't a lot, you know? But I've been lucky before. I won a BMW once. I won a trip to Taiwan, Tahoe, Hawaii. So I enter things and I go through periods where I'm very lucky. Yeah.
Wow, good for you. That's got to be something more in your you know, life codes there that support that aspect in there. But I would say with money, it's. You're probably not going to be like totally struggling here again. That it's that stress piece. Probably not going to be totally struggling, but probably not as abundant as you would like to be. But I think that there you'll be working on maybe enough to give you a little more stability, maybe a little more breathing room, which you may see come around as you enter into 2021. Mm-hmm. As the beginning of the year comes around, I think that some of that will settle out. The tensions around money will settle out a bit, and I think that you're going to start to feel a little more of a comfort space. But don't go off and just start spending that money too much, you know, just because you feel a little comfort as 2021 comes in. And I say that mm-hmm. because you have the unexpected energy that will come in on your next birthday. And when that comes in, you know, you're probably going to have to use some of that money to handle the unexpected.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't mean it's necessarily bad. And it doesn't mean that you might not have fun. It's just, you know, like something unexpected may come up last minute. Somebody is in turmoil and you need to go help them.
Oh, yeah. I do have friends.
You know, you need to be there
help.
For them. You might need to make a trip to be near somebody. And so, you know, just be a little responsible.
Yeah. And I do have friends that have illnesses, and, you know, I'd be more than ready to go and help them if they needed my help. I would fly to them, you know.
And that could come up next year, because unfortunately we do have some stronger transformational and death energy becoming present the second half of next year. And just in general, we have a lot going on next year in our world that still involves a lot of change and transitions and things. And of course, you know, whether that hits us personally or not depends on where our personal codes are, depends on various things. But I could definitely say that that could be a possibility where you may need to go and be there for some friends that experience hardships.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to get your book because I like this code thing.
Oh, it's wonderful. And you know, Donna, I've done some individual code work, and I'm letting the other people know this with Ann, and it is absolutely amazing when she has more of your information, the kind of feedback that she can provide. I'll just tell you that as far as my own relationship goes and the challenges in it, she spelled it out 100% accurately as to the person I have been involved with, what our challenges are, successes, failures, all of that stuff. It was absolutely amazing. It blew me out of the water. So anyhow, for anybody that wants to do such work with Ann, go to CompassionCodes.com. And Donna, thanks for calling in. It's a joy to hear your voice, as always.
Maybe the third person can get a little reading in. And thank you so much, David. I so appreciate you all the time. And thank you, Ann. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna.
Oh, you're welcome, Donna.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
David, I want to mention that I will be very soon making the ebook version of the 2020 book available for free through Smashwords. I haven't done it yet, but if people watch and pay attention, I will be getting to that. I usually do it about the same time I release the next year's book coming out. Unfortunately, I don't have really leeway for marking, you know, doing much in the way of markdowns on paperback copies. But again, the 2021 book I'm planning to release right around mid-October, shouldn't be any later than late October, in that kind of a time frame. And again, the ebook version, just watch for it. Probably over the next couple of weeks here, I'll be getting that set down to free, so people that want to explore the work can get that, and it can be downloaded through Smashwords that in a variety of versions, whether that is Kindle or PDF formats and things like that. So there's a lot of options with them.
Wonderful. And can they find that kind of information on your website?
Yeah, absolutely, on the website, and you'll find the tab there with the products, and you can just go on to the Code Journey page, and it's got the links. And I do recommend going through the website if you're going to get the book, whether it's Smashwords or Amazon, because the Kindle Direct, because it will get you right to the page. And I had some issues when I put out the 2020 book where Amazon messed a bunch of stuff up on it, and it keeps taking people to the 2019 book.
And so, okay.
If you just use the links on the website, it'll get you right to the page without any headaches.
Perfect. Well, Ann, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to leave us with before we end the show tonight?
Well, I think, again, David, I think that I just really hope that people will take this positive energy and to realize that you are a powerful being in this world. Even if you have almost no contacts in this world, even if you are mostly a solitary person in this world, even if you're not a social person in this world, you have an enormous amount of power to influence what happens in this world. And we are here as a special gift of light on this planet. And we are here to keep the divine energy alive. And we are that essence. We are that energy. And I just hope that when you're having those rough days, that you will take the time, whether it's 30 seconds, 5 minutes, 2 hours of meditation, whatever it is, to remember that. And to remember how incredibly powerful and special you are. Because when you are holding love in your heart, when you are holding the aspect of being conscious of the magnificence of who you are and what you are in this world and the important role you play by your mere existence in this world, then you are igniting something that can blow past so much negativity and so much darkness. And all we have to do is get quiet enough, still enough, stop long enough, pause for a moment, and remember that. So that's where I'm going to leave people. Just remember that you are a part of humanity. We are creating an amazing dynamic in humanity right now. And as a human being, you are not less than. You are not inhibited.
but you are powerful and you are amazing and you are a gift to yourself, to other people, and to this planet.
Beautiful, beautiful. And for those of you who've enjoyed Ann's message for tonight, she always has a beautiful message, and she is going to be returning to the show on December 11th. So please mark that on your calendars. Ann, thank you for gracing us with your message tonight.
Absolutely a pleasure, as always, to be with you, David.
Well, the feeling is mutual. So, once again, we come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Good night and God bless. Thanks, Ann.
Thank you.